Our EPL correspondent is back again, bigger than ever for another season. Russell Milton, welcome back, Russ.
Hello, Ralph. How you doing? You right?
Mate, I am very, very well. How's your world over there at the moment?
Oh, it's okay. It's up and down. You know, nobody really knows what's going on half the time, and we get this restriction on us, and it's taken off, then it's put back on, and then something else. And you just got to carry on, keep laughing and smiling and do what you can, haven't you?
Well, yeah, we understand the pain of the restrictions. We understand fully.
You do.
At the moment.
I bet you do.
But it's a bit of a different scenario with the cases and the like. But let's get back to the footy. The footy's back. We had last weekend was the first weekend of action in the Premier League for another season. A very different environment, Russ, with the way that the games are played these days, clearly. But there's been some teams get out of the blocks early.
Yeah, we've had some good games. Yeah, it's the second week, as you say. There's a lot of interesting teams coming, you know, into it. I think Leeds have been one of the most entertaining teams so far. 14 goals in their two games. Just hope that continues. they went to Liverpool and really took Liverpool to the wire. You know, they lost 4-3, but were very good, and they won 4-3 at home against Fulham. So it's good to see them back in the Premier League. I think it's something 20 years or so since they've been in it. So you know, it's good to see them, and Liverpool have got off with two wins, and I think Jurgen Klopp's strengthened them as well. So you know, they're going to be right up there again, and you expect them to be, you know, champions, if not second or so. But the game going at the minute is Man City 2-0 up against Wolves. City were cruising first half, two goals from Kevin De Bruyne and Phil Foden, but Wolves should be level. They've had three or four fantastic opportunities this half, but, failed to score, but it's 2-0 at the minute.
Russ, it's very, very early in the season, but lots of goals are being scored. Is there any reason for this? Are we seeing a more open style? Are we seeing a more aggressive attacking style? Or is it just the way it's happening?
Yeah, a bit of both, I think. I think a lot of teams, you know, certainly since like Pep Guardiola's come in, the game has changed. And I mean, Arsene Wenger didn't look at times at Arsenal, didn't they? Teams are playing out from the back. They're very spread out. And on the reverse of that, the opposition are trying to get after teams and close them down. So, yes, it's very good attacking and entertaining football, but also if you lose the ball in your own half around your own box, because teams can now play inside their own box and kick-offs and some goal kicks, it's a very dangerous game. But, we are seeing a lot of goals and teams are catching them out on the break as well. A lot of quick players nowadays, a lot of strong players, quick players, and, you know, teams are encouraged to press high or to sit back and then hit teams on the counter-attack when there's a lot of space to run into. And, certainly there's been some fantastic games. I think this week, if there's another goal or two in this Man City game, it'll be the highest over 10 games for the Premier League. So, you know, it shows where the game's going. It's getting more entertaining, more attacking, more open. People like Pep Guardiola have bought in, and Jurgen Klopp to a degree have bought in, you know, this attacking, fast-paced style of football, which is very entertaining.
And it's very exciting and very encouraging. We need it in our code here in Australia. Just the issue with the coronavirus cases, there's a chance that England are heading back into lockdown. There's going to be more news tomorrow on that, with the alert going up from a 3 to a 4. Does that put the Premier League in doubt at all, or would they continue through that?
Well, we're hoping that we continue, which makes a mockery of it all, really. We're just about getting some fans back in the ground. I think at Cheltenham we can have 1,000 fans back in the ground from Saturday. The club are going through all sorts of documentation to get that through. It came in from last Saturday. So, you know, now they're going to, if they're talking about putting a lockdown on, I'm not sure how that's going to work, really. I think they've got to keep things going. They're talking about keeping workplaces open, and schools open. I'm sure, you know, the entertainment industry in certain, you know, like football and sports have got to keep going. Otherwise, you're just going to ruin things. There isn't going to be a game. They keep doing this all the time. You know, they're talking about 6 months' worth of intermittent lockdowns. Well, that isn't going to do anyone any good, really. I think, you know, teams are going to go to the wall. Certainly, lower down you go. Premier Leagues can sustain it, but how long for? You know, it's all relative, isn't it? You know, teams spend big and earn and get big. But we've had no official word on it at the minute. I'm pretty sure that we would keep going. But you know, that may change. It seems to change minute by minute, hour by hour. So we'll see what happens. It'd be a shame if it does happen, because I think things are just getting going again. And to keep knocking it back, I don't think it's the right thing to do, really.
Well, it's going to be a huge challenge, no doubt about that. And just from a playing perspective, we've got... looks like Gareth Bale's going to come back to Tottenham. Whitey's very excited, yeah. Russ, because Gareth Bale looks like he's on his way back.
I bet he's licking his lips, Whitey, isn't it? That
one, oh, mate,
it's fantastic, Russ. Very exciting.
What's that, 7 years, isn't it, in Madrid? I mean, that's going to be a great fun for him, isn't it? Bale, Kane and Son, because Son scored 4, didn't he, yesterday?
Yep.
Harry Kane, 4 assists and a goal. I think that's right up there with, you know, the best across Europe. And you look at some of the teams, you know, you obviously got Liverpool with their 3, haven't they? They're really good. The Mane scored 2 yesterday. You got Firmino and Salah. They're always a danger. You look at City, they've got De Bruyne, Sterling and Aguero. You look at Arsenal, they've got Aubameyang, Lacazette and Willian now, haven't they? So, yeah, there's some real good attacking triplets around, isn't there, trio. So I think twice a year you could be really excited with Gareth Bale coming back. He hasn't played, has he, much for a year, I would say, but you know, it wouldn't take him long to get up and running. Fantastic player, one of the world's best in his day, and was harshly treated, I think, at Madrid. You know, he went there and won through what, 3 Champions Leagues, 2 or 3 titles, and I think pretty much not more. So yeah, it's going to be great for Spurs to get him back. And the worrying thing is what's behind him, isn't it? I think we've certainly Spurs could do with a defender or two. They could do with a midfielder probably again. And it's just how the backups do, you know, certainly, and I think Arsenal probably the same as well. It's just how they do behind, you know, the stars that are in front of them. But it's going to be exciting, as it alludes to all the attacking, you know, things that we've seen already, and the goals that have been scored has been phenomenal. So long may that continue.
Goals are good. Goals are good. We love that sort of stuff. And I read this morning with interest too, Russ, that Paris Saint-Germain's Mbappe is on the radar for Liverpool and Real Madrid, but Liverpool certainly.
Well, yeah, Liverpool have done well last week. They signed Jota from Wolves, who's a fantastic player, and then they signed Alcantara from Bayern Munich, who started off at Barcelona. Now, he's a terrific player. If there was one player they needed, it was someone like Alcantara in the middle of the park to knit things together and get, you know, get them passing. So, yeah, terrific signings for Liverpool. If they could get someone like that, well, you know, I could see them running away with it. I think they're ahead of everyone at the minute, Liverpool. City will probably be the closest to them. Chelsea have spent the biggest, but, you know, it may take a little bit of time for them to click. But, yeah, it's going to be an interesting season. Hopefully, you know, closer than last season, where Liverpool ran away with it. And as we speak, Wolves have just scored. So, Raul Jimenez has scored a header. So, that's going to be an interesting last 15 minutes for Wolves and Man City. Wolves did a double over City last year, so you know they'll be looking to get back into this game.
Yeah, and before I let you go, speaking of interesting, I was watching some news from the Championship coming through from the weekend. When you're on the sidelines for Cheltenham Town, right, and there's a tight game and there's a bit of action going on, a player comes near you, have you ever grabbed the throat of an opposition player, like Swansea coach Alan Tate grabbed Birmingham City midfielder John Torrell on the weekend?
No, yeah, I saw that. Well, I don't know, there's obviously going to be repercussions from that. No, I haven't, but a manager that I was assistant to, he did trip a player up as he ran past him. he stuck his foot out as he ran past him. They were at each other for a while during the game, and then he thought, right, I haven't had you, and he sort of just left his foot there as he ran past him, and the lad fell over, and there were 2 players around, and he got away with it, which was, you know, phenomenal bit of gamesmanship, I thought. So I haven't seen anyone square up as yet. I've seen water bottles squirted over players, but I haven't seen that. What Alan Tate did at the weekend, I'm sure, you know, something will happen. It will come from it in the near future.
Yeah, I can't see you being allowed to do that. Grab the throat of an opposition player from the sideline. I wouldn't have thought. Good win by your boys on the weekend. 3-0 on the board for season 2020-21. Hopefully, Russ, and look forward to spending more time with you as well through the year. Thanks, pal.
Cheers, boys. Thank you. Cheers.